Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as usual, my voice at the top of the show means it's time for WAMC's Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you today?
I'm excited, as usual, when it's your turn to answer the questions, but first, let's clear up last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with a six-letter word ending in M that means tattle. Replace the M with IT, and the result will spell a three-word phrase that might describe someone who gets tattled on. What is the word and what is the phrase?
Well, I was struggling with this one until a listener, Johnny Gagnon, wrote in with the correct answer, which is inform and in for it.
That is correct, Johnny. Way to go. All right, Ian, what do you got?
Well, Mike, on this date in 2005, longtime Tonight Show host Johnny Carson died at age 79. Carson had a mostly quiet retirement after stepping down as host after 30 years on the air, but reportedly still sent jokes to David Letterman on occasion. And since 2015 is a big year of change in late-night television, including the debut of The Nightly Show this week, today's show is all about late night.
All right, here we go.
Since The Tonight Show began in 1954, there have been only six hosts. Who had the shortest tenure with just 146 episodes?
Oh, was it Conan O'Brien?
It was Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, okay.
In a weird quirk of late night, he was replaced by his predecessor, Jay Leno, and now stars in his own show on TBS.
I was wondering if that's what it was.
Which former Montana State basketball player and ESPN anchor has hosted both Comedy Central's Daily Show and The Late Late Show on CBS?
That would be Craig Kilborn.
Excellent. Who comes up on this show pretty often, I have to say.
And not for bad reasons either. You know, he deserves to be mentioned as often as possible because he's awesome.
And this is something I had no memory of, but he apparently gave Late Night a third stab with a short-lived Kilborn file on the Fox network.
Oh, I don't remember that either. Sorry, Craig.
Number three, which current host of NBC's Late Night, who had a different job in the same building for 12 years, said, quote, the trickiest part of this job the first week was just figuring out what to do with my hands?
That would be Mr. Seth Meyers, and you're referring to his stint as a Weekend Update person and writer and all that stuff on Saturday Night Live.
Excellent. Number four, New Rules is typically the closing segment on the Late Night Show hosted by which comedian, who has helmed shows on Comedy Central, ABC, and his current HBO?
Bill Maher?
It is Bill Maher. And finally, which late-night host who's shedding a character but gaining a new network show this year appeared in a filmed version of Stephen Sondheim's Company?
Oh, yes. Mr. Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert appeared in Company, and he will be taking over for David Letterman on CBS later this year. Well, the night belongs to Mike Nothnagel. He went 5 for 5. Who's your favorite late-night host? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can also channel surf over to our website at wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit these questions, to see some extra credit questions that Ian has written, or to take a stab at the weekly challenge. Ian?
Start with the name of a powerful late-night television executive at NBC. Rearrange the letters in this person's name, and you can spell a two-word phrase, 4 letters, 9 letters, that describes what a wayward sailor might be looking for. What's the phrase? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And I'm just his band leader. Mike, get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We'll see you then.